So yesterday we covered quite a bit of Gemara. Today we're spending our time only on Rav Ashi's Peres. Let's make sure we understand Rav Ashi's Peres, what he's coming to answer, and then we can discuss it. Rav Ashi is coming to answer why. Rav Ashi is coming to explain how by the Gaira of the Yaisa, you have Geneva and Shabbos at the same time. That's what Rav Ashi said, he's going to get to do. Explain how could it be that similar to Rabbi Neve, because it's the Shabbos and it's the Geneva coming at the same moment. So Rav Ashi is giving us a hesitancy, telling us how is that possible. So Rav Ashi says, now it's possible because he was dragging it out. And Sirif Yadai Lamata Megimel. So like Rashi says, he has two hands. With one hand he's sweeping it out, the other hand he's catching it, and that way it comes to Hadadi. How does it come to Hadadi? That when he ever and it's a Shabbos, when it lands, so both are happening when it lands in the person's hand. So in the name of there's no problem. It's very good that it's come with the Gerard Nineh, that it happens in exactly the same way. Now, why does Rav Ashi say Lamata Megimel? Why does he have the same case? Why does he have Lamata Megimel for? Because it's Lamata Megimel, Lamata Megimel. Sir, yeah, they're in the market of Gimel, and therefore it's Lovewood, and we're going to be talking about Lovewood soon. But, like, what's going on here? Why, sir, yeah, they're in the market of Gimel? Why, what's going on around here? Why is that still in the market of Gimel? Tell me. The Gimel could be exactly the same thing. He's sweeping it off, or we should say Yachid, he's sitting on a wall, and we should say Yachid, he sweeps it in his hand, in the street. Why is his hand actually in the market of Gimel for? How do you reflect that in Rashi? In Rav Ashi? Why am I not going to give him? So the Rishayim entices, the other Rishayim answers Kashar Rashi. Why am I not going to give him? What if this is Lamat and Megimel? If you're standing in the street and you're holding something in Lamat and Megimel and you stop, it's also a Hanukkah. And the person carries out of the street and you stop. It's always a Hanukkah. Why are you just doing Lamat and Megimel? What? How did he get it? Either it's on a windowsill or a wall, he sweeps it in his hand. Or the way Tyson's a scoop, but sometimes you have a scoop that's raised and she steps up. He sweeps it in his hand. See, the point is, he may be right, Lamata Megimel, very often Lamata Megimel. But the Gemara doesn't have to say Lamata Megimel. It could be Lamayla, why not Lamata Megimel? Why? Why hop on the case of Lamata Megimel for what purpose? This is a major tenuya on Rashi, and one kasha. Another kasha on Rashi, which takes us to ask, is why do you say Kiddur Rava? Some are Rava, others are Kiddur Rava. Do you Rava to tell you that a hand is Taina? Of course, Rabbi Shalom is Taina. You need a member of Rava? Second problem. Third problem is what we learned on the Yom Ha'Aleph, on Gochin Va'Ochel. Except by Gochin Va'Ochel, we spoke at the Eretz Tzais, that explained the Machlokes Rashi and Tzais about Shinyan Yad. What did we say there? By Gochin Va'Ochel, we could have bent down and eaten the food. That was going back on the case of eating the chela. So therefore, he's kind of, when he follows it, at the same time, he's dying. So Rashi says, Lamata Megimel. When you bend down and you eat the food has to be Lamata Megimel. Since it was Lamata Megimel, you are unkind. So the Tzais explained that Rashi Shita is that Yad is kind of. It comes from your Hagbah. Yad is only kind of above three parts. You know there's such a thing as Kinyan Yad. What is Kinyan Yad? I feel Kinyan Yad is a type of Hashbara. That even though you're not lifting it, it's just in your hand, but it's in your hand, or even in your mouth, higher than Gimel, that's the Kinyan of Yad. And Tysus argues, and Tysus holds, that no, Kinyan Yad isn't the Kinyan. Nothing to do with Hashbara. Yad is kind of Shem Chosef. Tysus' teaching is that when you're kind of something in your hand, you're kind of attempting your chasid. So your hand, yad shalom, is like this chasid. So your palm of your hand, you could be kind of things. The Tysus holds it doesn't have to be Gimel Tzvachim high. You had a few Nafkaminis last week. If yad is kind of become Hagbar, or yad is kind of become chasid, you had a few Nafkaminis. One is if it sticks out of your hand. I see you're holding, like you said, a baseball bat. It's protruding out of your hand on the side. If your hand is kind of shum, hagba, like Rashi, kind of the whole thing. It's hagba, the whole thing. If yad is kind of shum chaser, so I think we're going to see this, that said, that you're only kind of what's in the palm of your hand. Your hand is your chaser. It's like if you have a yard, you're only kind of what's in the yard, not what's protruding out outward. It's in your hand, you kind of what's in your hand, not what's protruding. One nafkamina, another nafkamina was the das to be kind of a singing yad. The das, if yad is Mishum Chasid, a terrorist alone and kind of like, why you das? Rashi Shita is, yad is kind of Mishum Hagba. So, like, Rashi, you don't need das, Hagba needs das. So this is the concise that we spoke out last week. Concise is from the race on the test, I think it's the cut day. He says that my flesh is Rashi saying, Rashi holds Yad is trying to become Hagba, and Tysus holds that Yad is trying to become Yad is Mishum Chas. Rashi says, so, it's another Tysus. Tysus is in Shingon Aleph, the cut in Aleph. He says, it's so, Rashi here is, it doesn't stim with Shitah site. Rashi Chita is Yad is trying to why become Hagba. What's going on in the Gemara? He stuck his hand under Lamata Megimel. He stuck his hand Lamata Megimel, and he took the Gnei and swept it into his hand. And he sees kind of what it falls into his hand. By Tysus, that would make sense. Yad is kind of Shem Chasid. So what's the difference in my hand is above Gimel, my hand is below Gimel, like Tysus? No difference. Rashi Shita is that Yad is kind of Shem Hagbah. And therefore, according to Rashi, Yad is only kind of above Gimel. So if Yad is only kind of above Gimel, the whole of Rashi is very sad. He stuck his hand Lamata the Gimel, and that's how he was kind. What's going on? He stuck his hand Lamata the Gimel, that's how he was kind. Rashi shoots his mom, that Yad is only kind of Lamata the Gimel, not kind of Lamata the Gimel. And what's going on here? According to this Rashi, he says this doesn't work this way. Yad is the Shemad Bar, Shaka, you kind of Lamata Megillah. This is our Shverikat in Rashi. Tysus brings two different sides of the Gemara, two different Shakim. But we have to try to understand Rashi's Shita. So the Tysus explains Rashi. The Chiddush, which lies in the Rashi to the Rabbah. See the Lashon Rashi. Let me just tell you the concept of the concise in the Chiddush. So he says that Rashi Shita is that really Yad is not kind of Lamata Megillah. Normally, the Yad is not kind of Lamata Megillah. It's not kind of, it's not Hagbah. On Shabbos, Yodei Shaladam Chashuvah Kedal Radal. And Shabbos, we have this Kabbalah, that your hand is chashuv enough to make a hanacha. That consider a hanacha is something resting in it. So we say, Migu, that is chashuv. Magabi Hilfe Shabbos, Migu, that is considered a hanacha. That your hand is chashuv to Dalla Adal, Magabi Hilfe Shabbos. So Magabi Kinyanim also. It's kind of on Shabbos when you do a Haitzah, It's kind of also Yigud that a Pashim regarding Hilton Shabbos, it's Pashim regarding Hilton Shabbos too. You've got Hilton Shabbos too. And you could be kind of your Yad, even Lamach and the Gimel. Even though normally a Matan and Gimel can't be kind, and a weekday can't be kind. But on Shabbos, Yigud that demanded Pashim to Dalar Adalit, Magabe, Dine Shabbos. It's already Pashim also, Magabe, Dine Dine. This is how the Christ learns Rashi. This doesn't answer all the counties, only answers the third county so far. Third county, yeah.
The homer in Shabbos said, I would be all the Shabbos if I put it down like this, therefore, I'm able to be finding something to play.
How can you make such a meaning? First, let's just see Rashi. If Rashi doesn't really say it, let's understand how you could do it. Rashi says, Kibarama. Some are over, the other show of Chashuva. The Indian Hanukkah Shabbos. Yeah? Brother saying it, the Indian Hanukkah Shabbos. Kimokim Arba Arba. Yichi Heich, he's doing the Shabbos. Chashuva Mokim. So therefore, just like we got the Shabbos, we're considering this end of Mokim Chashuva. When you're making Nami, Chashuva Mokim, or Nikki, if you would feel them, I don't miss why you should. Yeah? Rashi's not Mishnah. Rashi says, 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 Rashi holds that the Yad is kind of Mishnah Magba, not Mishnah Magba. The reason your hands are kind of is Kibilu, you picked it up, Lamaila Megim. And Rashi is, you, Mishnah Sayachid, Lab Agba. In the Mishnah Sayachid, you put it in your hand, Lamaila Megim, it wouldn't be Agba. They stick me like the comic, like the sea of Shabbos, or whatever. In Rishutha Yachid, if you have it in your hand, Lamai Lamai Gimel, you're not kind. Why are you not kind? You have it in your hand, Lamai Lamai Gimel. Rashi holds that Yad is not kind of Lamai Lamai Gimel. And Shabbos, you want to look at Shabbos. Shabbos is not Hashivah. So you're in your house, and then someone else's house, you take these objects in your hand. It's Lamai Lamai Gimel, you have to kind of with Hagbah. If you have it in your hand, Lamai Lamai Gimel, you have a guard. You can put it in the palm of your hand, Lamach and Megimel. It's not kind. Because Rashi sees it and say, Yad is not kind. So Rashi says, Meal, because the Yachid lies, Igba. And the Yachid, he didn't pick it up, they picked it like the common life if he had Shabbos away. It should be kind of before the Issa Shabbos. Ubiyasa, which is the rabbi, the Kiniyasa, Bain Kehachot. And therefore, they both come simultaneously. The Yachid is to do it, and the Yachid is to do it, and the Yachid is to do it, and the Yachid is So Rashi says that Yilin Yad Rashi Shittes is not kind of the Matan Megillah. Rashi Shittes is kind of only if it is the Tanakh Bar. You see by a table, when someone gives you a handkerchief, the Kabbal Kinyan, or whatever it is, by a chasm, or wherever it is, to be the Kabbal Kinyan, or the Kabbal Kinyan. You have your hand within three tefachim of the table. There's no kinyan on the handkerchief. There's no kinyan on the handkerchief. You have to lift it till it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground. So you have to be kind. According to Tais, you have to be kind. It's only your hands, all the palms of your hand, you be kind even without lifting it. If you have it kind, according to Rashi, you would have to make sure that the hand is lifted 3 tefachim off. If 3 tefachim is within 3 tefachim of the table, within 3 tefachim of the floor, it's not a hard bar, it's not picked up. The Shavas of Ravashi, and our Gemara is the Migu that helps with the Shabbos, it helps bring in Kinyan. The question now is, what's the Sparrow of this Migu? The Migu that helps with the Shabbos, it helps with the Gabi. The first says, Ashkechon, the Kamadusi, the Shabbos. You find similar concepts in Shabbos. That once Shabbos gives it up to Jesus, it's Hashem Father says. You find, for example, let's say a person has tevel. They separate from them. You want to take a snack. So, if you take the achilas arai from tevel, you're allowed to eat without taking truma, unless you did one of 7 things. There are 7 things that make it chayiv and truma, even derech arai. But normally, if it was in the field and you want to pick an apple off a tree and take a snack, it doesn't separate truma. Because Derek Arai is not a truma on Achim. It's you put it away for a Shabbos snack. Somebody was to take an apple in the field and put it for Shabbos. You must take a snack of it on Shabbos. But we say that this Achilah Shabbos is Tatsus, the Teres Maksha, the Achilah Shabbos. And now it's Chayvin Shurma. Even though normally Achilah Sarai is not nothing. But the Chashivas of Shabbos, is it a Chashivas that is considered Achilah Sarai? What's the Svara? The Svara is that it just makes it more chashiv. Similar thing here. My hand, Lamaka the Gimel, has no chashiv. On Shabbos, it's not a chashiv. Because it's considered a hanacha. So in that maisa, where my hand is considered a hanacha, it could be kind of simple. Nigun, that is the Kinyan Lagabi Shabbos, the Kinyan Lagabi Geneva. This is just like that. I'm not trying to bring a riot to the saddle. I'm trying to bring a dogma. But another one. I'm just trying to bring an example of something where one thing has a sheet of the gabi, one thing that has a sheet of the gabi, something else as well. I need an alternate example. I'm trying to tell it. I need a different example. But this is just what? Not only is it only on Shabbos, but it's only on Shabbos when you're doing a malach. Even on Shabbos, your hand is not kosher if you're in the yard. Right. Now the Gemara is talking about.
Well, I don't
want to
talk about Shabbos, but
you're not saying that the Gemara is not a Kenyan all the time. It's only a Kenyan when you have the Nibu that is kosher without the Shabbos. It says Rashi Shita all over, according to the site. Rashi Shita is very old. Yad is always Nishum Hakva. Yeah, that's kind of a special thing by the Gersh. What? No, then there'll be no Mizum. It's only because it's a Mamacha, it gets a Hashim. This is the way it strikes on Rashi. Now, this doesn't answer the first Kasha. The first Kasha I hear. Still, why not say Lamailam again? There is. Rashi didn't have to go to the whole long distance of Lamata Megimel and Eagle. Type the Kasha to look at Kasha. Why did Rashi have to go through this whole thing? He could have just said, Rabbi Rashi could have just said, Lamata Megimel. So that's the smart thing. But this is the first step of the discussion. It says nothing. Christ brings the Sugya, the Shakti Shabbos, that Tzadik Aleph on his day. Is a machlokes there? Is agad kli shnei agad or not? What agad kli shnei agad means is, let's say I have a box of peanuts. A box of peanuts. If I carry a peanut into the street, I'm tired. If I have a box of peanuts, and that box, and I carry that box over the threshold from Shusaram to Shusayachim. And this is my box of nuts, and here's the threshold, and push it halfway over. Hit the box is still in Shusayachim, and here's the Shusaram. Have I denied so? Depends how you look at it. If you look at the box only went halfway out. So. If you look at the peanuts, well, some peanuts are totally outside now. About the nuts, I push it out, some nuts are totally out. So my other eyes saw on those nuts. So one could say, agad klish me agad. Maybe. The fact that it's combined in the keli makes it combined. It's all one thing. And now I only carry it halfway out. I'm not tired. Or you could say, Agat Kli Lashme Agat, meaning that the connection of the Kali is not considered to be a connection. And being that it's not considered to be a connection, so the peanut that I carried out, I'm tired. So the Gemara in Shabbos has a machlokes on this issue. you say agat kli shnei agat, or agat kli la shnei agat. You carry a box of something. Is it one oseh of a box? But the Gemara brings a raya. A goyim kiss the Shabbos. Somebody steals a purse on Shabbos. What's in the purse? Usually money. Right? He has a purse full of coins. What do we say? So the guy of the Yaita, he's dragging it out. So we say he's pasuk from pay. It's all Rav Ashi's case. Rashi in the Sefer Shabbos learns that the Gemara is talking about Rav Ashi. Like either case, or Rav Ashi too. So think of the case. The guy of the Yaita is dragging now this purse out with his hands, pushing it into the hands, which is Lamata Begimel in the street. So our Gemara says, do you have to pay? Askana, do you pay? Garbi, I say, you say your pasuk because it comes simultaneously. Or in the Garbi, I say your pasuk comes simultaneously. What's the kasha? Doesn't come simultaneously. Why? Because if you hold agat kli shnei agat, when half the purse is in my hand, and the other half is still in the Rishus HaYachid, if you hold agat kli shnei agat, from the Garbi Dine, I was kind of the coins that are in my hand. And the Gabi Dine Shabbos, I'm not kind of yet. Until the final part of the purse comes out, the Siddurus Arab. So then I should be pleased to pay on the first bunch of coins. Until the very last part of the purse, which has the last coin, falls into my hand. When the last part of the purse falls, yes, then Shabbos and Geneva come together. But the first coin that fell into my hand first, correct, tomorrow, those first coins are coming to my hands first. Those I should be kind of when they come into my hands. So for Shabbos, I can see Shmeyagid is the Mecca again. So what's the problem? Well, how could the Gemara say that come later to Rabbi Yehuda and I'm Pater? I shouldn't be Pater. The first coins that fell to my hands, I should be kind of for. Well, even if you stop, but everything happens, even if you do it super fast, it's still the first part of the first goes out before the second part. But in any case, I would say that in any case, I wouldn't have a carry. That's my question, it's not the shot. In any case that I carry to pay me out, the thing's in it, that's the much like. But the proof to the much like is I should bring from here. Because here it says that this is Geneva and it's the Shabbos come at the same time. So the Gemara answer is the Nasba. Gemara in the final paragraph says the purse wasn't holding a bunch of coins. Now, one nasba had a piece of gold, a piece of silver, whatever it was. There's one piece of metal that was being kissed, and it all happened in one shot. That's what the Gemara says in the first place. Kesayis happens, not only the Kesayis, a number of Mepharshim answered Kesayis. That it doesn't help to answer the Nasba. What does that help? If I steal something from you, even if I grab half of it, let's say you have a beggar, a talis, and I grab half of it to steal it. The Gemara of Mitzvah on Gav Zion says, Commander Pasuk Dami, whatever's in my hand, is considered an Ava on the part of my hand, even though the other part is still by you. Two people are fighting all the time. I steal something, you grab your end, I'm grabbing my end, I'm pulling. The part of my hand, I'm a ganavo. So why does it help to answer the naska? The part of the naska that falls into my hand, before the whole naska comes out, when part of it falls in my hand, I'm already a ganavo on that part. And the part that's inside, I wasn't Mechal Shabbos yet. The part that's inside wasn't carried out, only half the naska went out. I'm a ganavo on the part of my hand. The part that's still inside, I'm not a ganavo. So Shabbos didn't happen yet. Well, what is the health practice? Sorry, to answer the Nasa, it doesn't do anything for you. You still have a problem that the Issa Geneva is Kadma to the Issa Shabbos. So what is the most terrible self? But as I swing it into my hand, I mean, it doesn't fall until everything comes out. The Gemara doesn't say that. I guess the Gemara says that.
not the Gemara says him, but so Kasha Rishmai. Zakti says that according to what we just learned in Rashi, everything's beautiful. When part of it comes into my hands, am I chayas el Hashem? No. But part of it comes into my hand, am I chayas el Hashem? Am I? Hashem, I would say yes. Zakti says no. Rashi says that I'm a Lamatha Megimel. Lamatha Megimel, is my hand China? Rashi says no. Why is it China? Only Migu that it works for Shabbos, it works for Isur. Migu that it works for Shabbos, it works for Isur. But that only, when does it work for Shabbos? Only when the whole Naska falls into my hand. When the whole Naska falls into my hand, then Migu, then I'm Chayat to Shabbos. And here if the Naska falls into my hand, there's no Migu Shabbos. For Hip the Naska went out, everyone holds there's no Hip to Shabbos. So therefore, when Hip the Naska came into my hand, there's no Hip to Shabbos, I'm not a Ganis. I'm not going to be good. When the Shabbos, if the Shabbos happened, when the whole thing falls into my hand, that's when I'm a Chayav on Shabbos. So since the Kinyan only works, that Migu, that it works for Shabbos, it works for Kinyanim, that's the only way it works. Migu, that it works for Shabbos, it works for Kinyanim. So the Meila, it all comes in the same second. At the second that I'm Chayav, Yisuri Shabbos, I'm Chayav for Kinyan. So the Meila, it's very bad that it happens at the same moment. Because when the Yisuri Shabbos falls, that's when the Yisuri Kinyan, the Yisuri Kinyan falls. Meila, so it's good in Gemara Masech the Shabbos. More. Now, it's beautiful. Why didn't Rashi Zetzirai, or Rabashi Zetzirai, Mamayla Megimel? Why am I just tonight? I'm reaching it off a window so into my hand, Lamaila Megimel. Because then it would be Lamaila Megimel, then when the half of the Naska falls into my hand, I'll be a Ganav on it already. The Yisra Ganav will be before the Yisra Shabbos. Because Lamaila Megimel, my hand is kind of without the Migu. The Migu is the Shabbos, it's the Kinyan. Here it's trying to make her identity. As soon as it comes into my hand, it's trying to make her identity. The name of Rashi Dafka and Ravashi Dafka says that I Lamata Megimel. Well, Lamata Megimel, my hand is not China all week around. It's not even China on Shabbos only. Migu, that it makes it into Shabbos, it makes it continue. Ah, then it's very good. Dafka Lamata Megimel. When it falls into my hand, it makes it into Shabbos. At that moment, if the Kinyan comes, because the Migu that I have a Kinyan when Shabbos, I have a Kinyan when it is, from the name of that's what it's called. So the Kedosh, which is skillful, is designed to Gemara Rashi beautifully. It answers, really answers all, or cannot all the Kashas on Rashi. Taisus Kasha, why Rashi, why is it Dafka Lamata Megimel, not Lamaila Megimel, is the answer. And the Kasha, why do you need Rava, Kidda Rava? Taisus asks, why do you need Kidda Rava? Of course Yad is Kaina. The answer is, every Yad is Pasha is Kaina. But Yad Lamata Megimel, Yad Lamata Megimel, Rashi Yod is never kind. He's a Rava. Rava said that it's Pashim Ben Yishadis, it's Pashim Ben Yishadis, it's Pashim Ben Yishadis. But it's Tzayt, it's the Kedash, it fits in. All the pieces here fit into the Gemara. And without that, the Rashi here would be a problem. So this is the Kedash. This is Pshat. Okay, now we understand Pshat, we'll turn to the Inyan of Lavud, which I began yesterday, and the Tilpul of the Cycler, which is Simen Yud Gimel in the Sefer Sukkah. I said yesterday erroneously Simen Chafal, but it's Simen Yud Gimel. And it's really within Simen Yud Gimel, it's Ayu Zayin Chafi Tad. The aside that the cycle is going on, the aside of Taisus and Sefer Sukkah, that Lo Yaminan Lavud Mahashmi. Let me be Mahashmi. Lavud means, I told you yesterday, Lavud means that less than three tefachim, there's no chashivas. Any space of less than Gimel Tzvi tefachim is not considered a space. And as I said yesterday, even if you have strings, lined up within the Shabbos of each other to have a different treatment. So that Mavud, which is the Gemara says Halacha Mishnah, is that less than three Shabbos has no chashivas, no problem with airspace of less than three Shabbos. Tosfos says that we don't say Mavud Lahachmir. The example which I gave yesterday is if you have clothesline or wires over the sukkah, you don't say that the space between the two wires is less than three Shabbos as if it's cold. And then you can't sit under the apostles of sukkah. No. Lahachmir, we don't say that. Why I mean Mavud Lahachmir? There's another example in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, in Hilchos Aveilus. If you have a house, a roof with a mezuzah, and next door you have another building, and in between the two roofs is an alleyway less than Gimel Tzachim wide. But the alleyway could be wide, but the two roofs come to within Gimel Tzachim. So if you have a plane under that airspace, you have an object under the airspace, it doesn't become problem. I love it. Less than three Shabbos, the roof should be considered connected. The answer is, why I mean in love of Mahachir? You don't say love with Mahachir. Here will be a problem. It would make the Kayin Tame, it would make the Kayin Tame. So, why I mean in love with Mahachir? The fact that the Ramami brings it indicates that we pass in that way. But we don't say love with Mahachir. I once saw a tshuva from the Zalman about, in one of the journals, about the clothes lines over the sukkah. And he only brought this thesis. The sukkah wasn't the passionate thesis, but he brought this thesis that says that why am I not about the Mahatma? Yes, we do pass in that way. So this is an important question. Why am I not about the Mahatma? Steichler brings three Gemaras that contradict the rule of why am I not about the Mahatma. Three places in Shan. We have a contradiction to the rule why I mean on love of the Hashmir. One is our Gemara. In our Gemara, his hand was within two Shvachim of the ground. And we're considering it as if the object landed on the ground. The Gemara says within three Shvachim. The Gemara is saying love. Within three Shvachim is love. So it's not enough of a Shvachim. That's shot in the Gemara. And the Tren, here we're saying love with Lahasim. We're saying love with to consider it as if it's a Hanukkah on the ground. This is one of the concepts that he has. Another Gemara he has from is a Gemara which has a case of a Mavli, which is you have a lovely. You want to carry in the mud. You only have three more. You put a lehi. Okay, now you have a lehi. You can carry until the lehi. If we have a minute, we put a Tzuris HaPesach on our driveway. The truth is, if you have a Tzuris HaPesach in your driveway, if the string falls down, most cases you can carry anything. The lehi on both sides protrudes into the thing. You really don't need a Tzuris HaPesach. It's a chumrah that the Ramah brings. A pillar to put a whole Tzuris HaPesach. You don't really need it. Generally, you need sometimes one lefty, sometimes two lefty. In one case, for whatever reason, there were a bunch of lefties on there. A bunch of consecutive lefties that were not needed. And each lefty was within three Tzvachim of each other. I think this picture is in the Gemara. If you open up an Erev and Zatei or so, you'll see this picture. And what's the shayla? The halacha is you're only allowed to carry until the lechi. You have a lechi, the lechi is 2 inches thick. If let's say something would fall alongside the lechi, you would not be allowed to carry it in. So if something fell right here, you can't carry it in. Because the lechi, the inner edge of the lechi is the matisa, not the outer edge. The Gemara says, if you have this picture, you have a bunch of lechis, and each lechi is within three tefachim of the other, and each lechi is within three tefachim of the other, so you can only carry until
the inner edge of the innermost lechi. Because of Lavud. Lavud makes that all these lechis are considered like one big thick lechi. And therefore, it can only carry to the innermost lechi. What the kasha is, what the kasha is. You don't say love, but you carry to the outermost lechi. He is saying love, but you carry to the innermost lechi. This is what's going on. That's not, it shouldn't be that way. And the cycle has a third gemara. Third gemara is also a din that many people don't know. The halacha is that a karseis yaisir mizeis hasayim. Karseis kuf reis pei yandabes. Karseis yaisir mizeis hasayim. If you have a closed area that's bigger than Beis HaSayim. Beis HaSayim is 5,000 square amas. Not very big. 50 amas by 100 amas. 5,000 square amas. You're not, if that area is not a living place, it's not looking for dira, the wall was not put up for a dira to live there, you're not allowed to carry there. If you have a bungalow colony, it doesn't matter how big it is, you can carry. That's Mukhas Ladira. The wall around it is made to live inside. So if you have a wall around the bungalow colony, a wall around the city, you can carry. If you have a park, let's say you go to the one of the parks that has a big baseball team. You've got tents all around it. You go down to the 18th Avenue Park or the Avenue Well in the park, you go there, it's got a wall all around. Stuff that you carry there. Even though it has a wall around the whole park, even a closed wall, totally closed. It's awesome to carry in a carpet, the ice in the base of Zion. Shalai hookah for dira. If nobody lives in the closed area, it's bigger than 5,000 square amis, which most parks are. 50 amis, that's like 80 feet by 150 feet. It's awesome to carry. You ever noticed around the swings, they have separate fences around the swings, right? You know why? You have to pick up the kid and put him on the thing. You have your own separate fence, which is less than that's decided, so then you can carry it. So people go there, they take little kids and put them on the thing. That's okay, because it has its own fence in it. Less than a base of time. But if you go to the baseball field, which is much bigger than a base of time, it's also to carry. That's not the college. It's, how about the system? The Gemara decays where a person had a carpet, Yaisa in the base of Sai. In a big field, nobody lived there. Then he went and he built himself a house in the area. Now, in order to be able to carry, he has to redo the fence. Because when the fence was originally put up, it was not put up for dira. It was not put up to live. So the Gemara has a case where he puts up a new fence around his old fence. He's got a big field. Right? This is a field. One of the bases die, and it's Mukhas, not Ladira. Can't carry. He puts in a house over here, builds a house. Now, the wall was before the house, so that wall is not allowed to carry. He has to build another wall. So he went to build another wall, and he put up a wall, like he's doing a tapestra, all around the perimeter. Like this. He built a new wall, he should be allowed to carry. So he put up a new mechitza around the old mechitza. So the Gemara says that if the space between the two mechitzas is less than 3 tefachim, the place between the old one and the new one is less than 3 tefachim, then this new wall doesn't count as a wall. Love it. It's marvelous. Consider just the thickness of the old wall. And this new wall is not matter carrying. What do we see? Again. Zang Lavud Mukhara. So these are the three Gemaras that the disciple brings. He brings the Shayna, the Takas, and the Shayna. But from Gemaras, he basically has these three Gemaras that are Shayna. To answer this, the disciple says he is Shayna and Dine Lavud, which is really in the truth of some Sefer as well, so I saw it originally.
So Tosfos says, and we'll get back to how it answers these kind of issues, but the Tosfos' rule is, you have two deities and levels. There are two types of levels. There's one level, which is Tetzmukim. Two things are considered close to each other. They're somewhat to each other. They're close to each other. Two things are close to each other, even though they're far, but it's Tetzmukim. It's as if there's not, no, there's nothing in between. It's somewhat. Let's say you have a changing sense, even though it's mostly air. But Tetzmukim is considered as if there's no break in the sense. It's somewhat. There's another din of lovehood, which the translator calls tsumi, suffering, sealed. That lovehood makes the space in between as if it's sealed. That sounds the same as Lukin, right? What are these two demons? Lukin, tsumi, start playing. You didn't say it. Let's say you want to put up a wall for yourself. Take a curtain. The Mishnah says, you shuffle the banai from a man. You hang the curtain and you want it to be a wall. So you have your wooden bar on top of the sukkah, you staple in a curtain, and let it fall down. Now, what do you know? It doesn't reach the floor. So you're using a wall, it doesn't reach the floor. If it comes within 3 tefachim of the floor, it's a good mechitza because it's above it. Right? So if you build a sukkah and the wall of the sukkah doesn't reach the floor, it reaches just within 3 tefachim of the floor, that's a good wall of a sukkah. Right? So, double pushes, right? Let me ask you a question. In this case, where I want to build a wall for my sukkah, I take a curtain, I staple it up, it falls to within gimel. How big does the curtain have to be? How tall? To be a mechitza, how tall does the curtain have to be? Right? And how much? 10 tefachim. Right? A wall is 10 tefachim. So how much curtain do I need? 7 tefachim or 10 tefachim? How much curtain do I need to make a good? I want to make a good wall. It's going to reach within 3 tefachim of the ground. How much? How high does that wall have to be? 10 tefachim or 7 tefachim? What? If you would say Tetzmukim, it would only be one din of lavud, Tetzamuk. It's as if this wall is near the floor, and the wall would have to be 10 tefachim. A wall has to be 10. I go off the ground, Tetzmukim, it's as if it's only, but a wall would have to be 10. But there's a second din of lavud, Tetzasim, or Tetzumim, which means not only do I say Tetzmukim, that it's as if the space in between is not touched. But Tetzasim, we fill in the 3 blank spots, and we fill that in as if it's filled in. Kistumin, that we say it's filled in, that's the second din of lava. And that makes, la halacha, that I only need 7 tefachim. The curtain only has to be 7, actually 7 plus a mashu. It's got to be 7 tefachim. And then the bottom 3 is kistumin, it's as if it's filled in. I consider it as if the curtain continues. It's as if the curtain continues, so therefore, it's underneath is considered to be a full mechitza of 10 ha. That's the second din of kistumin, that is a different story. Another example. Let's say I have a sukkah. I have tzach. So it happens, right? You through the tzach, there's a little bit of air that doesn't pass through the sukkah. A little bit of air, how big could it be? Up to 3 tefachim. There's space between there and there, might be in boost six, but it's not more than 3 tefachim, it's all trapped. Am I allowed to sit under the air between the 2 tefachim, between the 2 bamboo sticks? Am I allowed to sit under it? Is that considered sitting under time? So it depends. If you would only take a smoothie, that the 2 bamboo sticks are considered as if they're near each other, the space in between is not partial. You take the smooth in. So that wouldn't help me to sit under it. For my stuff, there's no sound there. It's considered that your space is not partial, and this doesn't count. It's as if, in our law, it's as if they're close. But because I take the smooth in, the course I say no. It's as if the space in between is filled in with prana. That's why Tyson and Sukkot says you're allowed to sit under the airspace. Even if you're so skinny that you can fit under the airspace totally, you still can sit there. Why? But there's a second dinner problem. Kistumin, it's as if it's still there. And being that it's as if it's still there, it's as if there's chak kosher in between. That's still living with the same material as the two sides. It's as if there's chak kosher in between. But they like to sit under it. Because kistumin, I fill in the space in between with what was on the side. The din of kismukim is a svara. Truth is, it's a svara. When we say love to the talaka when it's in the Sinai, we mean the din of kismukim. That's not a svara. To say it's as if you have got filled in, that's a love in the Sinai. But the fact that the space is not intense as a kosher, what's the answer? The svara head, the svara head, that's not kosher. Those spaces don't have mashu, that's not a piercer. That's a wall. A wall has spaces in between. It's not a piercer. So the fact that kismukim, which means the airspace is not mashu, that's a svara. The fact that kismukim, that's as if you fill in the space, that's a halacha mishum sinai. That's a halacha mishum sinai. The truth is the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Sukkah too, that says it's far of a love. It says mocking the in a gedi and biking by. The space that even that a gedi can't get through. A goat can't get through. He says it's far of a love. I tell off a mission to say now. So he says, yeah, they're two deals. Kiss move him, it's all of a mission. It's far of a kisunim, it's all of a mission. Now, Zot the Stifler and the Stifler. Why are we in a love of Lahachnia? Why do we even don't say love of Lahachnia? Now, Lachal Maishim is Sinai, of Kistumim, we don't say Lahashim. The second din of love, that love is Kisasim, it's as if you filled in the space, that we don't say Lahashim. The fact that it's Kismuchim, that's a Svara, that we say Lahashim too. So that you have two types of love. The love of Kismuchim, which is a Svara, that this is not a Chashim of space. That you say. It's a chumra too, because it's a svara, it's an emir. This din kistumin that you fill in the space, that din kistumin, that is halacha mishum Sinai, lekula, and not before. The truth is, pasha. Let's say you have a field with a chain of fence around it. And someone throws from Shasarabin into that field. Yichayim on Shabbat. If you don't say lavud, well, you should say that this fence is right for it to be a zaydik. It shouldn't be a sayyakim and a zaydik. The answer is no, that's a svara. It's a svara that small places are not considered a piercing. That's a svara that's kismukim. Kismukim meaning it's not a piercing. To say kisasim, when kisasim is needed, that's the thing. That's why I'm in love with the person. Once it's kisasim, you don't need kisasim. True. But there are cases where lechumra, we say kisasim, and we don't say kisasim. In other words,
why
the question is, why do I need to say there are two demons? Because look, Kisumim, just say Kisasim. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says in Sefer Shabbat that if in the street you have a bump in the ground which is less than 3 tefachim high, then that is still considered Shasarat. If it's more than 3 tefachim high, then it's a Makom Patur. Like I told you about five eyes in last week. If it's only a protrude more than 3 tefachim high, then it's considered a separate shuk, a Makom Patur. If it's not Makom Dalit, if it's less than Gimel Tefachim high, then it's still considered part of the shuk. Why? Because Gimel Tefachim is Lavud.
Mabu. Gimel Tvachim is considered the Nerchot. What Mabu do you have here? There's no Kisosim here. This is a case where Kisosim doesn't make sense. You don't have two things and you're filling in the space in between. There's no Kisosim in this case. But it's Kismuchim. Which means that if in the street you have something sticking up less than Gimel, it's like it's subtle to the ground, it's close enough to the ground that it has no Hashivus. Not even just the sand. So you do have cases where you have Kismuchim without Kismuchim. Because what does Kismuchim mean? It means it's not Hashivus. Nela, as a disciple, love of Kumra, in our Gemara, we say, not because Kisosim, we're not filling in a wall. Your hand is within 3 tefachim of the ground. We're not filling in any wall. We're not trying to make something filled in. It's just saying it has no Hashivus. Kismuchim. We say love of Lahasmir in all the cases where you don't have to fill something in. Where it's just Salah, it has no Hashivus, and we just say love of Lahasmir. We don't say love with Lahashir. Let's say in the case of the clotheslines over the sukkah. So you have a sukkah that's, how wide? It's 7 feet wide. And you have 5 1-inch clotheslines overhead. So that's 5 inches. So it's mostly tzad kosher. You have tzad kosher. Now, you want to say love with on the 5 clotheslines or wires and say, let's say they're very close to each other, kismuchim, fine, it's still only 5 inches. Still won't talk to the sukkah. It'll only talk to the sukkah if you say kisosim. You say, no, there's no 5 inches. More than 5 inches. Between each one, I have 20 tefachim, up to 3 tefachim that's filled in. Well, if I say that I have 3 tefachim filled in between each 2 wires, there'll be 5 times 3 tefachim, it'll be 15 tefachim. It'll be a problem with the sukkah. So I just said, no, the chumra, we don't say kisosim. We don't fill in the space for chumra. No, we don't do it. We don't fill in the space for chumra. We just say the chumra. We don't say kisosim. Kismuchim, yes, like the 5 strings are smuchim to each other. They're still only each one in each thing. The sukkah is still right chakosh. So in such a case, I don't say love of chumra. I don't say kisosim. The smuchim, in the case the smuchim is the chumra, all 3 cases. The smuchim in this case, we're not saying you fill in the space between the walls. I don't care if you fill in the space. We say kismuchim, that these 2 walls are so close to each other, that's not a separate wall. It's fire, it's fire. At certain points, it's not a separate wall. It's the same wall, they're widening the wall. So where is the svara of kismuchim, that love it is a svara, then we say it either lachumra. It is lachumra, but I don't have to say kismuchim. I don't have to fill it. Because smuchim is enough to make it lachumra. Kisosim, I don't say lachum. Kismuchim, what does kismuchim mean? It means that these 2 walls are so close, it's like 1 wall, the thickness of the wall. Kisosim is, let's say I need this wall to have a certain thickness, so I have to fill it in between to give it that thickness. That's kisosim. That's like with the wire. The top of the sukkah, I have to fill in the space, the space filled in. That I don't say. That I don't say lakumah, like a 7 foot, 7 tefach wall, the bottom 3 tefachim. I'll say kisosim. Here, the psalm is, because it's summer, the psalm is that this is so close that it's not considered as a space in between. I don't still have a space. But it has no Hashivus in between. But it works is that in these cases, this case is a lucky case, I have to say that this is a separate lucky, or that this is a separate wall. There's a separate lucky, a separate wall, that's confusing. It's not separate, it's all one. In the wire case of the sukkah, that you understand, right? So that's it. The problem is the Ramad case. The Ramad case was a kite, and the 2 roofs, how does the Ramad case fit? The kite was there, it should be enough that it's kislukim, to be a continuation of the Tumah. Here, we have a shear. By Tumah, there's a shear of a pierce of a tefach, which is a pierce. An opening of a tefach, considered an opening. Here, you have an opening of a tefach. The only thing is, if you say kisosim, then you have no opening. Here, the mice of the opening is there.
you don't say kashasim, it's very close. It's not very close. But the pirt is, so coming to an end, we're still hopefully going to get down to the two doubts. Coming to an end of a number of klolim in Hilchos Shabbos, which we're going to get back to Kamei D'Rami in the next sugya. So, like I said, you know, I'm lovely. You're going to have to telegram today. Hopefully, you know, whatever we learn, you'll be reminded. We'll get to it. But something like love, we're not going to get back to it. So,